On New York Institute of Technology Week, antibiotic superbugs are becoming more and more deadly. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brian Gibb, assistant professor of life sciences, looks into how to fight back.
The latest data shows that this year, approximately 1.5 million people worldwide will be killed by superbugs, disease-causing bacteria that can't be killed by antibiotics. The toll will increase exponentially as ever-evolving bacteria develop resistance to more and more antibiotics. Experts estimate that by 2050, superbugs could kill 10 million people annually. The more an antibiotic is used, the more rapidly bacteria become resistant, reducing the effectiveness of the drug. Bacteria also exchange genetic information containing drug resistance with each other, further promoting the spread of drug resistance. From 2012 to 2014, the share of bacterial infections resistant to antibiotics rose from 5 to 11%. The good news is that the secret weapon to fighting superbugs might be right under our noses. Bacteriophages, or phages for short, are the most abundant biological forms on the planet. These naturally occurring viruses are professional bacterial assassins. It may seem absurd to fight disease with viruses, but phages are already working wonders in some parts of the world. Doctors in the Republic of Georgia and other Eastern European countries have successfully used phage cocktails as therapeutics for bacterial infections for decades. Despite success overseas, phage therapy research in the United States has not been explored to its full potential. Phages, which evolve quickly, just like mutating bacteria they fight, have a major edge over antibiotics. However, their flexible nature also makes it difficult to evaluate in a traditional clinical setting. To overcome this challenge, the FDA would need to establish a separate approval track for phage therapy. Superbugs are becoming more and more deadly, and traditional antibiotics can't stop them alone. Phages are everywhere. They're already proven to be safe and effective, and with additional research, they may become a reality in the United States.
That was Brian Gibb of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.